souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast. Hi, my name is Judy, and I am your host of the Manifestation Therapy podcast. Other people's opinions about me are not my business. Have you ever heard that? Repeat it after me. Other people's opinions about me are not my business. Today, I want to talk about something that affects all of us at some point in our lives, and that's the fear of being judged by others. It's that nagging worry about what other people think about us and how it can hold us back. We're going to explore why it's important not to let other people's opinions bother us, and we're going to tie it into the 12 principles of the universe to give us a broader perspective of manifestation therapy. Let's start by acknowledging a simple truth. People are always going to have opinions. No matter what you do, someone is going to have something to say about it. It's human nature to judge, just as it's human nature to care about those judgments. But what if I told you that the way others judge us isn't about us at all? It's more about them. Their opinions are shaped by their own experiences, beliefs, and insecurities. So when someone is criticizing you, it's a reflection of their inner world, not yours, and not your own worth. So this brings us to the first universal principle. That's the law of divine oneness. Everything is interconnected. When someone judges you, it's often a projection of their own struggles. Understanding this helps you see that their judgment doesn't define you. It's just a piece of their story intersecting with yours. Now, think of how you judge yourself. It's only natural we have self-talk. And if your self-talk is often negative, judgmental, and critical, then it's often a trigger for you when you feel or imagine that others are also judging you. It's hard for us to release the attached anxiety or negative emotion when another person judges us if we all see the negative opinions about ourselves and others. It's all connected. We are all connected. So if we're talking negative about ourselves, we're probably going to be judging others as well. If we're judging others as being, lazy, then maybe that's one of our own triggers and our own negative self-talk. So let's also look at the law of vibration. That's the second principle. And it tells us that everything is in constant motion and vibrates at a certain frequency. Your thoughts and feelings, they create your vibrational state through your body and your nervous system. When you're worrying about what others think, you lower your vibration. Negative thoughts and self-criticism pull you down. How about instead try focusing on raising your vibration with positive thoughts and self-compassion? This not only helps you feel better, but it also attracts positive experiences. If we are aware of our emotional experience, our body experience, and our thoughts, then we can connect these to increase positive self-talk. We can release the attachment to what others think, feel, or do towards us as well, and remind ourselves that what they are is about them, not us. So then there's the principle of correspondence. As above, so below. What this means is that patterns repeat across different levels of existence. If you're constantly judging yourself harshly, you're likely to perceive others' judgments as harsh too. To break that cycle, Start treating yourself with kindness. The way you talk to yourself sets the tone for how you interpret the world around you. We need to accept the parts of us that are so critical of, or at least release them as untrue. Okay, so I'm an undiagnosed ADHDer. Actually, it's ADD. I don't have the hyperactivity part, but I have 99.9% of the symptoms of ADD. They just don't call it that anymore. So, I have no doubts that I have this different way of thinking, neurodivergency. I constantly forget, at a minimum, one thing when I'm leaving the house and usually have to return. And I don't mean it's like simple things like a water bottle or a notepad, although sometimes it's that simple. But I forget my keys, my glasses, my wallet, my phone. And I lose my phone about 3 times a day anyways. So it's frustrating. And I used to get so angry and I'd grumble about how wrong I was or how stupid it was that I was constantly forgetting things. And I realized that I was constantly worried what other people would see, that other people would pick up on these little glitches of mine and view me as stupid or not enough. In fact, I have had people in my life that I loved so dearly, and they used this harsh criticism on me. But I've realized over time that even if these people are judging me from a place of trying to support me and change and motivate me, they're just doing it from a place where they view themselves. Their judgment of me is a direct reflection of what's happening within them and not about me at all. So I'm really working on having some self-compassion and trying to laugh about it when I forget things, and it's actually getting better. In fact, I am getting more organized as I get better with the self-talk, and I'm actually forgetting things a lot less, which is a pretty cool side effect to no longer judging myself. I also no longer really give a fuck if someone judges me for it. In fact, if someone does notice and makes a comment, I just laugh and agree. As above, so below. This is also cause and effect. Every action has a reaction. Because I have let go of worrying about other people's opinions in my forgetting things, I've created this ripple effect. I am more confident, and people are responding to me differently. I'm also way better at parenting in the morning when I'm forgetting things. We laugh, and we just say we're going to have a good day anyway. We can support those that we work with to realize that inner change sparks external change. By putting in motion small positive changes, bigger changes that are positive will come. That's compensation. This law of compensation states that we get back blessings for what is deserving. We all deserve good things, and by shifting ourselves, others shift too around us. We notice a lot better coming back towards us when we are able to shift into states of positivity ourselves. I have found that when clients begin to do positive self-talk and when we reflect positively towards them, they will come to sessions to report stories of how some random experiences happened where they received positive feedback from others. Not to say that they should put all their focus on these opinions others give them either, but it can boost their confidence and their positive self-talk increases to reflect on the emotions involved. We attract what we are. And that's the big principle, isn't it? The law of attraction. Like attracts like. If you are filled with self-doubt, you might attract criticism. But if you carry yourself with confidence and self-acceptance, you're more likely to attract respect and positivity. Think about it. Confident people often receive admiration. Not because they're perfect, but because their self-assurance is magnetic. Do they put their confidence based on what other people's opinions are? Not the healthy ones. The healthy ones accept these as icing on the cake and maintain their own positive self-reflections and motivations. The law of polarity is about balance of opposites. Every positive has a negative. Embracing this can help you understand that judgment and praise are two sides of the same coin. You can't have one without the other. Accepting this balance makes it easier to not get overly attached to either. We can support our clients in understanding the balance of negative and positive self-talk and how the negative opinions of others affect us versus how their positive opinions affect us, and why it's not our business either way, because the most important opinion is how we affect ourselves with our own self-judgment. The principle of rhythm reminds us that life has natural cycles. There will be times when you feel confident and unaffected by others, and times when you feel vulnerable. It's all part of the ebb and flow. During low points, just remember that it's just a phase. It's all temporary, and it will pass. We have to release some of the pressure we put on ourselves. We will have moments, or even days, when a negative event can impact us. Or maybe we have bad hair days, or a zit on our face, or little failures that knock us down just a notch in our confidence. And that's okay. Gender, and in this context of the universal principle, can be thought of as the balance of masculine and feminine energies within us. Masculine energy is assertive and protective, while feminine energy is nurturing and intuitive. Balancing these energies helps us stand up for ourselves while also being kind to ourselves. We can guide our clients to improve on assertiveness, healthy boundaries, and support their ability to enhance their self-compassion and compassion for others. We can also improve their ability to communicate their own needs and accept the needs of others while finding compassion and empathy that others may have their own negative opinions, and that these are their business, not their own. Also, we have the principle of perpetual transformation of energy. You can transform negative energy into positive energy. When you catch yourself worrying about what others think, redirect that energy into something positive. Engage in an activity that makes you happy or helps you grow. We support our clients in accepting whatever others are projecting or what their opinion is, but then transforming that into acceptance, motivation, or perhaps compassion. So I had this prof in college who was horrible to me. She was very obvious about it, and so much so that all the other classmates would point it out. I suspect it was because I wasn't so shy about having a different opinion than her when it came to discussions, and I really didn't put her on a pedestal because I didn't think she deserved it. It was not just something that I was imagining either. So, rather than allow this to bring me down, I chose to understand it as clearly something was up mental health-wise with her. I think now, looking back, that it was probably borderline personality disorder. Whenever something would occur that made that even more obvious, rather than allowing it to bother me, I would shift it into motivation that I was going to succeed despite her abuse. Rather than cower, as I once would have in that kind of negative criticism and completely shut down, I flourished. I even became a leader in the class, which is pretty cool considering where I came from. That energy made me so confident because instead of taking on what her opinion of me were, I developed better ones for myself. I grew and healed so much. Our flaws and the things about us that we need to change, we can receive feedback on, not opinions, not judgments, but feedback. And the feedback can support change. Negative judgments are unproductive, and they have no place remaining long in our thoughts, emotions, body, or experience. Judging often involves a subjective evaluation based on personal opinions, biases, and standards. Saying you're lazy is a judgment because it labels the person based on your perception. Judgments tend to be critical, negative, and they label the person rather than addressing specific behaviors. Judgments often focus on the individual's character or personality rather than their actions. The intent behind judging is often not to help the person improve, but to express disapproval or superiority and to control. This is when another does it or when we do it to ourselves. people's opinions about us, when they are these judgments, are not usually constructive to our ability to grow or to improve. They are simply negative statements. Feedback is objective and specific, focusing on particular behaviors, actions, or outcomes rather than the person. Feedback is reflective and constructive and aims to support improvement and growth. It's often framed positively. When we provide feedback to our clients, it encourages openness, it fosters trust, and motivates towards positive change. Rather than giving judgmental opinions, our suggestions will provide reflection. Rather than opinions that focus on a person's character and identity, feedback centers on actions and their impact, not on the person's character. The primary intent of giving feedback is to provide useful information that can help the person grow, learn, or improve. And that's when we do it to ourselves, too. When a client is aware of negative self-talk and judgmental criticism, they can shift into awareness and provide themselves, or we can help them by giving them feedback and validation that will support change instead. Reflection involves a deeper, often introspective, consideration of behaviors, actions, and their implications. Good colleagues or managers will reflect that the person they work with. Good supportive professionals are masters at reflections. Confident people are constantly reflecting on improvements they can do and ways they are worthy. Reflection is non-judgmental and open-minded. It's about understanding rather than evaluating and having critical opinion. Reflection aims to gain insight and learn from experiences, focusing on the why and how of our actions and their outcomes. So where judgments are often formed based on an individual's personal beliefs, values, and experiences, such as, let's say there's a manager at work who values punctuality highly. They might judge someone who is late as irresponsible. This judgment is a reflection of their person's opinion on punctuality and responsibility. Maybe their mother constantly told them to be early. Or maybe they were in trouble a lot when they were children for being late. Is it that person's business that the individual has the opinion they are somehow irresponsible for being late if they're late? Well, if the person is a supervisor, then hopefully they can provide reflection. But in the case, hopefully they are not telling the person they are irresponsible for being late. However, let's say the same individual has an opinion and says that they are lazy, ineffective, and less than because of the tardiness. It's a direct focus on their own beliefs and has nothing to do with who the person is that's being late. Perhaps they are late every day, but they're caring for an ailing parent or maybe their child was sick. We don't know their story and we only know our own. And maybe they do 110% during the day on their job. By now you might notice that the universal principles are interrelated. They work together to create a balanced and harmonious life. When you align yourself with these principles, you naturally start to care less about external judgments and more about your inner peace and authenticity. These are so useful when working with people as a supportive professional. That's why there's manifestation therapy. As we develop our clients' abilities to self-reflect in positive ways and get out of a place of judgment, they will begin to grow in other areas too. So, hang on to that saying, other people's opinions about me are not my business. Remember, the goal isn't to never care about other people's opinions, but to not let them control you. Acknowledge them, understand where they're coming from, and then let them go. The same as if it's your own opinion about yourself. Focus on the journey, growth, and happiness. Steer and guide those you work with to understand this too. Encourage the practice of reflection. We are all connected, and yet we are all on our own unique paths. Embrace individuality while respecting the interconnectedness of all things. By doing so, we honor both ourself and the world around us. I know that the fear of judgment can be paralyzing, but it doesn't have to be. If we are the ones that does all the judging, it is a way of coping. It's a defense mechanism that works for survival when it's needed. But when it's no longer needed, we can simply let it go. By understanding and applying the universal principles when we work with others or on ourselves, we can grow, heal, and learn to release the attachment to those negative, judgmental, controlling opinions. We can build a stronger sense of self-awareness and resiliency. The biggest takeaway is that when we understand that our opinion of ourselves matters more than anyone else's, then that's a powerful place to be. And we can create that positive place of self-talk and change and experience. We need to allow those we support with to find this as well. Thank you for listening, and I hope you continue on your own journey in self-acceptance and inner peace. Please let me know how you practice this with others and yourself, and reach out with any questions. Don't forget to like and share, and visit my website or Insta to reach out. Manifestation Therapy, the Universal Principles in Supportive Practice. Be your best potential.